It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Students at West Virginia Wesleyan have been doing homework on understanding West Virginia politics.
We learned about the idea of personalism and how West Virginians don't really rely on your credentials or your background in politics. They rely on the word of one another.
That story's coming up on this West Virginia morning. A new study has found cigarette smoking and other environmental pollutants may increase the likelihood of developing rheumatoid arthritis, as well as cause the disease to be more severe in those who do get it. Carol Lofton reports.
Scientists have known for decades that people with a particular gene have an increased risk for rheumatoid arthritis. More recent studies have found that smoking further increases the likelihood that people with that gene will get rheumatoid arthritis and that it will be more severe. More than a quarter of adults in West Virginia smoke, according to America's Health Rankings. The new study, published this week by Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, looked at the relationship between the gene and environmental pollutants such as smoking and living near urban areas or highways. Researchers think that a chemical called dioxin might be to blame. Dioxins can be found both in cigarettes and air pollution. Researchers think the chemical may activate the gene associated with rheumatoid arthritis and facilitate the bone destruction found in severe rheumatoid arthritis patients. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Raynell, West Virginia, was one of the communities hit hardest by deadly flooding in June 2016. As Molly Bourne reports, plans are underway for a flooding mitigation project in the Greenbrier County town.
Floods also damaged this town of nearly 1,500 people in 2003 and 2010. A group of business officials and engineers want to make sure the next one doesn't wipe the town off the map. The Western Greenbrier Business Development Corporation studied the water flow and, with the help of engineers, came up with a two-step plan. They've applied for a FEMA grant to build a channel along Sewell Creek that would help the water empty faster into the Meadow River. The creek slows down significantly as it drains into the Meadow River's right-angle curves. Wayne Brown of the Development Corporation says that's been among the main causes of flooding.
Each one of those sharp 90-degree turns blocks the easy flow of the water, and that's part of the reason that the river is difficult to move.
The project would likely cost $1.2 million. Later, planners want to install a low dam that would effectively widen the river when the water rises. That work would need approval from the Army Corps of Engineers. Brown says these efforts are about safety and about the growth of the town.
Who wants to invest in a business that's subject to a flood like that? Nobody knows when the next one's coming. But if it's just one of those fear factors that's not good.
Engineers from Marshall University and the Thrasher Group are involved in the project. The 2016 floods killed 23 people, 15 in Greenbrier County alone. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne in Raynell.
The upcoming Senate race in West Virginia has drawn a big crowd of Republican contenders who are vying to face off on May 8th in the primary races. The winner will try to unseat the Democratic incumbent, Joe Manchin, later this fall. A group of college students in a political science course at West Virginia Wesleyan College recently made their predictions for which Republican they think will come ahead in the primary Senate race. Roxy Todd sat down with them to hear their analysis.
We think it's going to be a really close race, mainly between Jenkins and Morsi.
This is 21-year-old Fairmont native Hannah McCoy. She worked with a team of fellow students to research the Senate race. Their final assignment is to predict which candidates will come out ahead.
The polls aren't very consistent right now for a winner, but what is consistent is that there's a lot of undecided voters. There's at least 20% undecided voters in all five polls that we looked at.
The paper McCoy and her classmates wrote is for a political science class taught by political analyst Rob Rupp. One of the things they explored in his class was voting habits of West Virginians and how social issues affect politics in the state. Baltimore native Katie Kennedy observed that politics in West Virginia play out very differently than what she's seen in Maryland.
And I think the biggest thing that stood out to me was we learned about the idea of personalism and how West Virginians don't really rely on your credentials or your background in politics. They rely on the word of one another. And family is another value that we looked at in West Virginia. And Jenkins definitely highlights his wife and kids in all of his ads.
The students also considered how current events might affect voters this year.
But it's really going to come down to West Virginia values, the drug epidemic, and West Virginia teacher strike, where Morsi said that he would help to arrest the teachers, and Jenkins publicly supported them. We think that'll be a game changer between the two.
The first group of students, made up entirely of young women, predict that Jenkins will come out first, Morsi second. The second group predicts that Don Blankenship will actually come in ahead of Morsi.
He flooded a lot of money into his campaign, and he has a lot of his own financial resources to put into the campaign.
This is Tyler Broadwater, one of the students in the all-male group. They agree with the first group that Jenkins will likely win the primary, but they think Blankenship has gained a good bit of ground in the last few weeks.
Initially, we started out looking at just different polls we were all polling as a group, and we initially found out that there weren't a lot of polls that were done, and then there were even fewer polls that were being done by nonpartisan groups. And for example, we saw some polls that showed Jenkins highly favored early on, but the polls that had Jenkins significantly ahead, we did a little bit of research and found that the polls that were being done were sponsored by Jenkins backers.
This group also looked at how the teacher strike might influence this race, says Lawrence Ribello.
Because even though they were supporting the Democratic Party, a lot of the teachers are still this is still Trump country. They may vote for some Dems, but when it comes down to it, I think they'll vote for Jenkins. Maybe half of them, at least.
Ribello, who grew up in Preston County, admits that he's a strong Democrat. But he was surprised to learn some things about the Republican candidates, including that Jenkins publicly supported the teachers. His classmate, Broadwater, says the project has made him realize how important it is to do research before deciding how to cast your vote.
I think this class has taught us a little bit about not being skeptical, but understanding where the information's coming from.
And who pays for that information, he says. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Buchanan, West Virginia.
And you're listening to West Virginia Morning. It's 7:50. I'm Scott Finn, the outgoing executive director here. And I'm joined by Marilyn DeVita for the opening day of our Protect and Sustain membership campaign. We're asking you to think about becoming a sustaining member at $5 a month or more by calling 800-RADIO-87 or clicking the red donate button at wvpublic.org.
And we had a goal of 10 donors this hour, 10 sustainers to step forward, and we're looking for four more in the next 10 minutes, and you can be one of those. You know, Scott, I love this comment here that Ken made. I relied on NPR for decades. My membership lapsed, but I'm back. Do you know that one time I spoke to a donor who had listened for 25 years and finally called and he said, "You got me." So we're asking you, don't wait 25 years. Do it now. It's $5 Friday. Get in on that NPR trip by 10 o'clock tonight. So many reasons.
Yeah, what's that about? Basically, anyone who makes a donation before 10 o'clock tonight and all our sustaining members are entered into a drawing to win a trip for two to visit Washington, D.C. and the NPR headquarters. It's going to be an awesome experience for somebody. It could be you. Call right now, 800-RADIO-87, or make that pledge by clicking the red donate button at wvpublic.org.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Freeze warning in southwestern and central West Virginia through mid-morning. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the 50s. Support for the weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents available at erieinsurance.com. And by CAMC Neurology Services, specializing in treatment of epilepsy, stroke, and headaches. More at camc.org/Nero. Ranky Tanky are a South Carolina-based band that specializes in gullah music, a style born out of the coastal region and influenced by West African traditions. Here's the band's take on the American folk song, O Death, for our Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
¶¶ believed you have waited now a little too late. Your fever is well past 102. Ain't there a chance that you'll ever pull through? Cried a hold.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Molly Bourne, Jessica Lilly, Carol Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.
So, you are listening to the Mountain Sage Song of the Week, and wow, that's a powerful song. One of the things that I love about Mountain Sage is how it connects all these different traditions. Oh, Death, that song, I know the version from Ralph Stanley. That you heard in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, right? It's
yes.
The bluegrass version. And it's just fascinating how bluegrass takes a lot of its cues from the West African tradition. And then this group singing Gulla is bringing that back again. It's amazing. And every time you listen to Mountain Stage, you learn something and you are more connected to our musical traditions. And that's why we do Mountain Stage Song of the Week. And Mountain Stage in general. And Mountain Stage doesn't just happen. Mountain Stage is supported by you. It's a membership-driven project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. So call right now, 800-RADIO-87 on our $5 Friday. That by itself, Mountain Stage Song of the Week, is worth your $5 a month sustaining gift. Or make that pledge online at wvpublic.org.
That's right, 1-800-RADIO-87, or like Scott said, go to the website and hit the red Donate Now button at wvpublic.org. And today is a great day to do it because it's $5 Friday, and we are looking for the next four donors to West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning, that's something that you support with your sustaining membership. The live stream, that's something you made happen. Our members made that happen. We got no special gift or appropriation for it. So you make the difference here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
So as I've been talking about earlier this morning, I'm going to be leaving at the end of the month to take a new job at Vermont Public Radio. And it's been a wonderful, amazing 5 years here as leader of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And one thing I'd like to do before I go is this pledge drive and making sure that we are on a good, strong, sustainable footing. And it starts with your call. It starts with reaching these goals in this pledge drive. We're looking for 10 folks to call in this hour or make a pledge at wvpublic.org at any amount. When we make these goals, we will successfully end this drive a week from tomorrow, but only when you pledge. So please do so right now.
Essential Music, That's what you hear on West Virginia Public Broadcasting, whether it be mountain stage, classical in the middle of the day, and everything in between. You know that because you listen. Now we're asking you and three of your friends to step forward and let us finish this hour strong and moving on. At wvpublic.org, hit the donate button and become the newest sustainer.
And if you are already a sustaining member of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, thank you. A growing number of our members are becoming sustaining members, people who automatically give every single month. And all our sustainers will be entered into this drawing to visit the NPR headquarters. It's a wonderful experience. What's going to happen is you and somebody else, if you win this, will be able to go to NPR, travel paid for, two-night stay at a hotel, and get a VIP tour of the headquarters. You'll see where they do the Tiny Desk concerts. You'll see where the newscast people work, and you'll see a taping of All Things Considered Live. You don't have to donate to enter, but we sure hope you will. And you can become into this. You can get into this drawing by making a one-time gift or hopefully a sustaining gift at wvpublic.org.
And if you make a sustaining gift at $10 a month, you can have the Sock Lovers Special. That's if you share your life with someone else who loves public broadcasting just as much as you do, then you can both make a $5 Friday gift in the form of a $10 a month household donation and get those two pair of socks.
Here's the deal. I have seen the money come in, and I write the invoices that go out. And the money that comes in from you, from our membership that's been growing thanks to you, that is helping to make sure that the reporting stays strong. It pays the checks of our news team. Your money helps pay the checks to NPR and to PBS and all the other places we get this great programming. It's all based on you. You are paying for your own good listening and supporting a service that helps tell West Virginia's story. That's worth your $5 a month sustaining gift. Call right now, 800-RADIO-87, or click that red donate button at our website, wvpublic.org. Thanks.